If you happen to be watching an NBA game and you see number 26 wearing a gray referee shirt, that is Pat Freier. The Twin Cities native has officiated almost 1,200 National Basketball Association games in 20 seasons. Last year, Pat made his finals debut in the bubble, and this year, he worked game one of the Bucks-Suns finale. Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's Sports and Commentary Show. My name is Greg Stewart, and this is a program you help sponsor with your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. And remember, this is Catch and Match Month. Your gift this month is going to be matched. It will be instantly doubled. Help keep this program on the air. You can check out all the details at WWIB.com. Pat Freier is back with me, enjoying a very brief offseason because he worked the finals, which ended not that long ago, the Bucks and Suns. Pat, thanks for coming back. So the story, as I hear it, about your faith, your invitation to Jesus to come into your life and change you from the inside out, the story I heard is that somebody gave you a Christian book at a referees camp that you were working at, and you just kind of laid it aside, put it down, didn't read it, thanked them politely, but didn't read it. But then the Holy Spirit prompted you to carry that on an airplane for a road trip. You were bored, you opened it up, and God opened up your heart because of reading what that author had said about your relationship with Jesus and his desire to have that. You were a guy that had lots of religion, but not that relationship. Tell me the story, and what do you think the best way is for those of us who are believers in Christ to share the gospel with somebody who may have tons of religion, but not the relationship?
Yeah, that's a great question, because that's really the essence of true conversion. The camper, and now I remember the story you're alluding to, the camper of this camp that I ran was the one that gave me this book, and I accepted it politely, but I threw it in my backpack and didn't read it for 6 months, and finally read it, and it just the timing was right where I was ready for the message, and it was very convicting because, like I said, I knew a lot about God, but I just didn't know him personally yet. And when you do make that leap of surrender, that's when things begin to change. And, we hear terms like born again and being converted and having a changed life. Paul talks about becoming a new creature with new affections. And until it happens, or I'll just speak for myself, until it happened to me, I didn't really realize that, what it was really about. I mean, it's a real transformation. It's nothing I could have done on my own. So, my goals has been to try to tell people that, no, this is real. And it's not just a philosophy. It's not just a lifestyle choice where you try to live a certain way. I mean, it is him living through you. And, that speaks to the relationship that you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. Total transformation. Something you and I couldn't do on our own, for sure. So that was then. Let's talk about now. Tell us about the journey with Jesus that you've been making recently.
Well, I've ran a camp for the last 10 years or so. But the story of how I kind of came to my faith again, and I say refound it because I'd like to think I always had it, but thinking back, I think it came down to I knew a lot about God, but I just didn't know him personally yet. So, I was in the replay center, and I was in my room because I was there for about a week. And the short story is, you know, I figured out that, you know what, I've been going about this all wrong, living for myself. And after I surrendered to him, like 3 days later, he gave me an idea for the REF conference, and that's REF, Referees Embracing Faith. So this year will be our fourth year of the REF conference, and I'm just trying to help out officials in sports officiating, and trying to introduce as many people as I can to Christ.
Amen. That's great. Well, Pat Freyer, the veteran NBA referee, with me on Sports and Commentary. And again, we're winding things down for today's show. We've got to see if we can take it to OT here with you and talk about your story a little bit more when it comes to Jesus. Talk about how you got into this very unique profession of being a national basketball official, Pat. So let's see if we can get you back on the next program. Until then, have a terrific day. All right.
You too. Thanks, Greg.